PPI Radio Awards 2012.
Category A3.
Breakfast Program.
Aidan Power and Clara Solem.
I wanted to discuss something. Just to kind of get a gauge if I'm alone on this, or is this something that you might do?
Oh yeah,
I call this the naked dash. I came up with this yesterday afternoon. Came home from work, maybe after lunch. Jumped in the shower, as I generally do now. Jump in the shower because I don't have a shower in the morning. I have one the night before.
Yeah.
So I come home in the afternoon, have a shower, and then hop into my pajamas, get into bed for an hour and a half for a siesta, yeah. And then get up and face the evening head on. Yeah. So yesterday, my housemate is studying medicine and she's doing her finals at the moment. So she's in and out kind of studying and after exams and stuff. So after my shower yesterday, I got out, dried myself, was about to just put the towel up over the door to dry it. And I thought to myself, oh, it's starving. I'd love to just nip in and get a bag of nuts from the kitchen. But I'm not wearing any clothes.
So you live in an apartment, so is there stairs between the bathroom and the kitchen? No.
No. We're the ground floor apartment.
What's the distance?
Like, oh God.
20 feet, 10 feet?
I'd say 15 feet.
Do you have to pass her room?
Yes.
Right, okay.
I have to pass her room. I have to then go into the communal area, which is the dining room, sitting room and kitchenette combined. So I said to myself, and it's just a bit of an adrenaline rush, I said to myself, right, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I haven't got any clothes on, there's no one else around, but the chances are that Louise could come in at some point. Is it worth the risk? And then what happens if I get found, if I'm standing in the kitchen, I hear the key in the door, is there anything in the kitchen that I can throw around myself and make it look like actually I just put on this
this apron,
this blanket that we usually leave on the couch. Now, but you live on your own.
The images I have in my mind right now are just fantastic. Thank you for that alone. Story's good, but the images are great.
So I didn't end up doing it, but I seriously considered it. Am I alone on that? Do people like, do you
nipping around the house in the nude?
Yeah. Do you just think to yourself, I'm going to just go downstairs and do that thing that I want to do in the kitchen nude, and I'm going to walk back upstairs and then put my clothes on?
Okay, seeing as why, as you brought it up and we're talking about it, I do that all the time.
Do you?
I do it when I'm on my own in my own house, and I also do it when I'm in my girlfriend Viv's house and when she's there, and she kills me for it, because I'll stroll down the stairs nothing on, starkers, and I'll walk right by the front
window.
And she'll nearly dive on me like Kevin Costner trying to take a bullet for Whitney Houston to shield me from the neighbours. I'm like, what's wrong with this body, love? What have I got to be ashamed of? And she's like, get into that shower, get into that kitchen, and don't be strutting around in your birthday suit. I've no problem. My only fear of it, Claire, is if it involves any sort of cooking or anything in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That's not advisable.
No.
If you're frying anything, any splashback, anything like that could be lethal.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. The naked dash would really only be a probably 30 second to 1 minute manoeuvre.
Right, so who gets naked in their gaff?
Yeah.
Audrey, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, are you a naked dasher?
I am a naked dasher, I do it regularly.
Right, so you're out of the shower, and where do you go dashing naked?
I would run, we live in a little cottage, and I would run from the shower straight out, through the kitchen, through the sitting room, and into the spare room where the clean ironing is kept.
You wouldn't have brought it with you in the first place, into the shower, no.
Well, sometimes I forget.
Now, Audrey, how many windows do you pass?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow. So it's a saucy little peep show you're putting on for anyone passing by.
Well, exactly. I give them all a little treat now and again.
Good on you, Audrey.
Brilliant.
Okay, cheers.
Thanks.
Have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Don't worry, we didn't ask her dress. I was going to. It is 6:30. Let's get you up to date now on 98FM.
Live from Dublin, this is 98FM. Oh, that's a sexy song.
Good song, isn't it?
What a great song. It's just, it's filled with memories of teenage discos.
Me too.
And being told you were standing too close to that girl while you were dancing with her.
Back up there, buddy.
Yes. Teenage discos in the local football club that parents used to come and kind of...
Oh, really?
As volunteers. And during the slow tests, they'd be like breaking people apart. No, you're too close together. As a young man and a young lady would be body to body. just
two questions moving
around, just clockwise, very slowly shuffling.
Oh, stop.
From one leg to the other, and, you know, hands on the lower back.
Oh.
Her hands up around your neck.
Yeah, you're just, and you're moving from foot to foot.
And then just on the high bit of the song, just around here. I'll never
break. Yeah.
You might just drop your hand.
What?
On her bum.
Come on.
But the worst thing is, if you ever actually started thinking about the motion, you go, this is really just kind of monotonous. And then you go, right, if I'm going to kiss her, do I put my head to the left?
Oh.
Or do I put my head to the right? And is she thinking the same thing?
Worst kissing you'll ever do. La, 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 la. Wasn't that it? Washing machine style.
Somewhere like that, yeah.
Not you. Not you, Lothario.
Oh, God, no. Queuing up to kiss me.
So we don't,
a great kisser.
We don't know whether the supervision still goes on, but my next question would be,
yeah,
when you become a parent, yeah, and you're the parent of a teenage son or daughter,
will I be going down the disco?
Will you put your hand up for supervision?
If I have a daughter,
yes. She won't go.
If I have a son, good luck to you, son. Have fun tonight.
Godspeed.
Godspeed, young man. No, I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, God.
They won't be listening to this anyway.
Who?
The kids at teenage discos in years to come.
Oh, do you not think?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, I suppose. Actually, it even kind of sounds...
dated?
A little dated,
I think it's a beautiful song. And you remember as you were going to kiss, right? And so you'd lift your head up and she'd lift her head up and you'd look at each other and then you'd both bottle it and you'd go back.
Yeah.
And you go, oh man, you're a sap. Come on, do it, do it. Kiss her, kiss her. Kiss her, kiss her, kiss her. And you go, oh, that's disgusting. And then you go, now, I'll see you for the next slow set. Yeah, good luck. Go back to me mates.
And you literally turn away and, yeah, it's either your mates or the next girl. Yeah? All right?
Man, that sounds like a good disco. Anyway, Stu and Sword says, morning to you, Stu. Morning, guys. Have you seen Ryan Reynolds miming along to I Swear in his fat suit at the end of Just Friends, the movie? It's hilarious.
Yes, I have, Stu. And even in the fat suit, I definitely would.
Here's Will Young. It's 6:46. It's 98 FM. Take it all back.
David Guetta, Titanium, 7:39 now on 98 FM.
What a glorious day it is today. Another great day for a paddle, Claire. Do you fancy it?
After yesterday, I think I might pass on the paddling.
Really?
Yeah.
Yesterday, Claire and I were invited by Waterways Ireland and Surf Dock to pop around to them. They're just around the corner from us here on the canal, Grand Canal Dock, to have a paddle.
Yes.
Or a kayak. Or at least we thought that's what we were going around for. So we popped around yesterday about midday and we met up with Colin. But Colin had a challenge for us.
Okay, guys, welcome down to Surf Dock today. And we've got a little challenge lined up for you. So you're going to be doing a 100 metre dash on a kayak. We're going to see which one of you is the top paddler of them all, okay? So first past the post wins.
A 100 metre dash, you say, Colin?
Yeah, last thing you and I want to be doing after doing the show.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're wrecked.
On a sunny afternoon.
Yeah, I'll sit and watch.
God.
Or I'll paddle around for a bit. So anyway, the race was on. We accepted the challenge. So we got into our wetsuits, hopped into our kayaks, and just went out for a little paddle. And as we were getting ready to do the race... Well, Claire, why don't you take over and tell everyone what happened?
Well, to record what happened in our kayaks, producer Alan came up with a great idea. Why don't you take your iPhones, put them in Ziploc sandwich bags, wrap them in sellotape,
yeah,
and then stick them maybe in your life jacket or preferably, which I should have done, stick it in your wetsuit.
Right. So we could record us panting and going, oh my God, she's beat me. Gotta catch her. Maybe I should smack her in the face with the paddle. To record all that so we could play it on the show today.
Exactly.
Great idea.
Yeah.
In theory.
Yeah.
Here's what happened. This is Claire on the water with the iPhone chatting to Colin.
Any tips on technique?
Okay, so just as long as you're getting that blade nicely into you.
I can't hear Colin anymore. That sounds like the bottom of the ocean, Claire.
And my paddle, furiously paddling round because my iPhone flew out of my life jacket and plop straight into the Grand Canal, which was 6 metres, a.k.a. Did you say 20 feet?
That's 20 feet.
20 feet deep.
Yeah, we discovered it was 20 feet deep when Colin went, oh, God, your phone's gone. That's 20 feet down. Claire turned like purple. And that wasn't even from the sunshine.
No.
Just purple with rage, embarrassment, everything.
I couldn't believe... You know that moment where you just think everything goes in slow motion? I saw it plop into the... And I watched it...
You did, yeah, but you weren't getting out to get it, were you?
No, I did say to Colin, can I jump in? And he goes, absolutely not. And he headed off back to the boat, which is where Surf Doc's main reception is. And he got into his Scuba Steve gear and he turned up and said, I'm going to go down and I'm going to try and look for this phone for you. If I don't find it, at least I tried.
Colin is a hero, or else he just fancies Claire. Like she said, he got into all the gear, scuba gear, and down he went to get it. But mind you, when he went to get dressed, we didn't tell him this, these guys came along, Claire, the Viking Splash people. And because they're ploughing around in the water, that was creating all sorts of ripples and waves, and we were thinking, that's going to move the phone miles away.
Now, what you're hearing is my phone at the bottom of the Grand Canal recording the noise from the Viking Splash Tour.
Exactly. So Colin went into the water, and here's how he got on. What a hero!
I don't know. Hopefully it stayed dry, but, you know.
He found the phone.
See what happens.
He found the phone. Come on.
He found the phone.
If we have it.
All right, back to racing.
Yay, the relief in your voice.
And the most incredible thing was that the phone was submerged for at least 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It came back up, still in its Ziploc bag, and it was still recording.
Yeah.
And it now still works. It's in front of me here. And it's working. So, how about that?
You don't need a tetanus shot in handling that phone, do you?
Possibly.
So, there you go. I don't know. Are iPhones the greatest invention of all time? Are Ziploc bags the greatest invention of all time? Put them together and you're bulletproof.
Absolutely. And if you are thinking about doing some water sports in the next couple of days, Surf Doc is the place to go. And make sure Colin is the man who takes you out in the water.
And whatever you drop in the water, he'll go and get it, because he is an absolute hero. So well done to him. Oh, and by the way, we did have the race and I won. 7:44. Trina's coming in with your goss next.